Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Sirianni, and with me today I have my co-party host, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And in this corner, Ken Lazuski.
Hello, guys. Welcome back. I made it to episode 6.
You made it to episode 6.
Can't believe it.
No.
Surprisingly. Yes, I made
kidding.
It.
You did not get eliminated from this round of Cast Party.
Right, I was not voted off the island. By the skin of my teeth, I made it to episode 6. Haha, Rachel.
I know. Her interview was awesome. We were really glad that she came and she showed up and she shared a little bit about herself and what she does in this community. And yeah, she definitely had a great audition to replace you one day, Ken, for sure.
Thank you.
So anyway, happy Monday. We are in the midst of Gala Week, so I'm not going to keep Ken and Juliana too long because they got...
No, please keep me as long as you want. Juliana probably was wishful thinking too, but no.
Wishful thinking, but no.
You guys are going to have an awesome event. I look forward to it. But we just finished having an amazing weekend. We had a special engagement sponsored by Gallagher of Ain't Too Proud, The Life Ooh. And Times of the Temptations.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh my that God. Was fire. We all got to go see it. We had a little field trip, Cast Party field trip. We had a night out on the town. Guys, should we just give the audience at home a little play-by-play? How do we want to do this?
Absolutely. I think let's just start the night from
Block A.
Yeah, we tour them through, see what a regular theater experience is like here at Shays.
Yes, if you are a patron and you're looking for a blueprint of how to have a good time on Main Street, let us give you the outline real quick.
Starting with the parking attendant in the parking lot.
Yeah, make sure if you're parking downtown, you have your apps downloaded ahead of time. That is a pro tip from us to you.
Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in the parking lot 20 minutes talking to the parking attendant. Don't do that.
And you guys walked over to me because I showed up early, and yes. I was at 42 North at the Flats.
Yes.
Our neighbors.
We love our neighbors. We have a lot of great neighbors on this block. Too many to name, but we will try to as we go on. But yes, for this evening, we chose to hit up our friends at 42 North, mostly because I like to drink beer. Ken likes to drink wine.
Yes.
Juliana likes to drink a cocktail. So
yeah.
They have something for all of us, which is really nice.
And yeah, no, it was great. It wasn't too crowded. It was great. It's usually packed. Normally, you can't get a dinner reservation, but we sat at one of the tables with the little QR codes, right?
Yeah, so we just could order on our phone, which was pretty easy and seamless.
Yes.
I got my truffle fries.
I know, chicken wings. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for letting me have some.
Oh, my God, yeah. They gave, so like, a plate of 10 wings, which is, like, for really... nice price, but
they also plopped those fries in front of Rita. You don't order truffle fries, and it looked like she was serving for a table of fucking 20 people.
It was a lot.
I'm like,
of people.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Rita.
It was a lot of fries. I thought I ordered a side, but I ordered
a
platter.
That was not a side. Yeah, you could have fed the entire restaurant.
I should have just been like, "Excuse me, everyone, who wants some fries?"
Yeah, right. And then I ordered a bottle of wine, and that was it.
Yeah, you ate nothing
diet.
Else.
No, I had food. I had my the Nashville fried chicken sandwich, I think. Yeah, no, that's what I wore.
Oh, that's really good.
I had my bottle of wine because my first show since I started working here, so I was celebrating.
Was it really?
That was my first show, was Ain't Too Proud.
Shut the front door.
And I was blown away. I love the atmosphere. I love the people. I love the actors, the actresses. I was just, I cannot speak highly enough. And I'm a if you're listening, I'm a non-theater person, but I just absolutely loved it. It was such a fun night out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ken. Huh. We're like proud parents over here, Juliana and I. Look at you.
Uh-huh. I loved everything. The street, minus the guy, the attendant in the parking lot. Very. Oh, God. That's not even appropriate. I can't even talk about it.
Probably listening to it.
I hope he is.
This parking attendant
is following
me
from the parking lot, too. Like,
well, you're very sketchy, as we've determined.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Me and my cardigan.
You're a parking speed dodger. I don't know.
But just like the evening was just like the even drinks at 42, which is so convenient anywhere actually along here. Bijou,
yeah, truly.
Here, Matinee, even down to Chippewa, Frankie Primo. So I don't want to name them all because I'm going to miss somebody.
No, but it's true. It's true. There's so many different places to check out and have a meal or have a nightcap after you're done seeing a show anywhere on Main Street. So definitely come on downtown, hang out with us. But yeah, we had a great time. We showed up. We got our theater cups, which are now centennial themed, which are super cute.
The Wonder Cups.
They're
I love
so
those.
Cute. I love them. So we all got our theater cups. We all went in. We went into door two, and our usher was Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you giving us the Shayville. And yeah, the show was phenomenal. I have not seen Ain't Too Proud, I think because it came out around the time of the pandemic. And I think I've got that right. And I feel like I've missed out on seeing so much of it. I don't know. Catching on the tail end like that, I was like, this is a beautiful show. The soundtrack is fire. The choreography is amazing. And this cast was out of this world.
So freaking. Ooh, so talented. So incredibly talented. Like, I was sincerely, like, blown away. The show reminds me a lot. I've said it before. One of my guilty pleasure shows is Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
And this show reminded me a lot of it in the best ways. In terms of, like, you got the, like, one of the lead artists narrating the show and talking about their rise to fame and so on. But, like, there's so many different, like, avenues that it goes down. Yeah. Like, the spectacle. The dance is incredible. I can't even get, like...
I was just saying, those guys have to... The guy and the girls in the cast, they have to be in such good shape. It just felt like it was constant.
Oh, to
it's
be...
just constant singing
dance.
To be
singing that full out without any breathiness, you know that they're, like...
Was that the term, breathiness?
It could be one of them.
Yeah.
But...
Jeez.
No, I do agree. It's a lot like Jersey Boys, but... Where, like, they could be a double feature. Like, I'm going to watch these back to back. But what I liked about Ain't Too Proud was how much they fit in of everyone's history.
Yes.
I don't feel like any of the five members' stories were neglected. Like,
that's a great point. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, not for nothing, I keep thinking about David Ruffin. Like,
first off, you know, I can say I've told my wife this when I got home. What a very handsome man.
Oh,
played that
with his glasses.
Oh my God. I almost went and got a new pair of glasses.
Yeah.
I don't want my clear ones anymore.
That
guy. He was great. He was terrific.
Yeah.
I love the cardigan. Like, they all had their, as I told my grandma actually too, I'm like, just their outfits, the costumes.
The costumes were awesome.
Like, the girls that played the Supremes, they were fire. Like, and they're, I mean, the guys were great. I mean, everybody was just.
It was phenomenal.
And there's something to be said too, because this was, this could be another term. This was a non-union tour.
Yeah.
So there were some aspects from talking to some folks. Shout out to Nakia.
Yeah.
She was telling me about how, like, I guess in the first time Ain't Too Proud came to Shays, it was the union, and they had like a bunch more. There was like more moving sets. They had like a Cadillac car at some point.
No way.
Yeah. So. Like, but like the fact that the spectacle was still like present and elevated even in a non-union tour, and then to explain to Ken and the folks at home what a union versus non-union tour is. A union tour is when the actors and crew is represented by Actors Equity. Mm-hmm. So Actors Equity determines like the base rate of pay, what's a fair working hour, like fair working hours, fair wages, all that fun stuff. They're a union for actors and
stage managers
and so that tours are sometimes represented by the union, but other times tours are not.
Mm-hmm.
And so those would be non-union, and there's not like a normal standard rate of pay or standard
it's a weight. Little bit more I think you explained that really well.
Not like loosey-goosey, but it's a little more. Right? The
non-ones? Non-union, it's not loosey-goosey, but they don't have to adhere to as many contract stipulations.
Sure.
And then also what I would reflect is, like, if you're non-union, chances are maybe you could have opted out of joining the union, but you might be younger in your career.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this was a non-union tour means that a lot of these actors and actresses were likely young in their career, and... If this is their beginning, I can't imagine where they'll go.
I was reading their bios, and for a majority of them, it is their national tour debut.
Oh, my God,
which is insane.
Holy crap.
As somebody who wants to do that one day.
You will.
You will. Juliana's a star.
But just the fact that they're like out there like playing all these insane tracks, and it's their national tour debut, is crazy to me.
Yeah.
They're going places.
They really are.
Like, a sports run, it's like watching the NCAA March Madness, and those college kids are, like, playing their hearts out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Making their debut to get to the next, to the NBA.
Yes.
To get, yeah.
Yeah.
They want, this is they're young, they're fired up, they're hungry to keep going. I love that.
I really can't get over this cast.
But maybe that explains why, like, they were so, like, good because of that energy. They were like, I'm here, let's kick ass, let's go.
Yeah, right? I will say sometimes non-union tours get like a bad rep because again, it's not represented by the union, but every non-union tour that I've seen has been fire.
I
think it's a testament to the people who are hungry and want to work. And
I think that's what it is, a little bit of it.
Yeah, hungry dogs run faster. Take it from the Eagles, but go Bills.
Everybody always comes in with these like zingers like that. You and Juliana both do. Mostly directed at me, negatively.
We're trying to keep it, we're trying to keep it down this week, just for your
sake. We had such a fun night Saturday. That's why.
No, but also to kind of speak on this cast and their enthusiasm, I mean, the energy and the... no one should sleep on a special engagement here at Shays because...
Yes, good point.
These productions that come through, they're always so surprising to me, but what surprised me the most was how electric it felt in the theater because, like... obviously, this cast was phenomenal, but they were bringing our patrons to the point where they were standing up and dancing. Mm-hmm. They were talking to them. Like, at the end, the actor who played Otis Williams, like, I gotta give him so many flowers because so many people were thanking him and thanking the Temptations while he was trying to finish out the show. And he held strong, and you could tell he was connected with everyone in that audience. Like... the genuineness, the earnestness of this performance was just, I feel like I'm a broken wheel or whatever, but...
And speaking of the audience participation, I do want to point out at one moment, so there is the shout song, in because it is a Temptation song, and when they were singing it, everyone in the audience was doing the, so, and not to go on a tangent, but I did actually run into one of the cast members at a bar the night before, and we did get to talking about the shout song.
Really?
So they were aware now.
Were they aware before they performed it?
No, so she actually was like, oh my god, wait, I have to text the person who sings this.
This must have made so much more sense.
For the first night, she had no idea. I'm like, because my friend was like, did the people like the shout song? And she's like, yeah, I guess. Like, they were real enthusiastic about it, opposed to the other songs. But she's like, yeah, they were real, like... for some reason, and we're like, oh, it's because
go Bills,
yeah.
And a light bulb
went
off.
Wait. So I could tell. I don't know if I obviously didn't have the performance before to compare it to, but I could tell that they were like, yeah,
what?
Like not like yeah, but it was more now that they knew it was like yeah, like,
now they're locked
like,
in.
We're gonna yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if that was their most experience with the shout song. If Buffalo gave them a unique experience, that's awesome.
Yeah, but there was heavy stuff in here, but it wasn't presented. I mean, it was like, I don't know, it didn't feel like,
was
that's
very
the best way to address those kind of issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a way that, like, I don't know, it was uplifting at the end of the day. I mean, some of these guys are pretty rough, like David, whatever, like he...
David Ruffin.
Was a sad ending, but I don't know, really by the sad end, when he came, I mean, they were trailblazers. It was, well, I don't know, I was so moved. Like I said, it was my first show since I've been here.
Yeah, you were tapping along.
I was tapping along.
Ken was like,
I was.
To hear his reactions, too, was very funny.
Yeah.
I called my grandma and mom in intermission. And I was there and said, this is incredible. I said, these people are so talented. Now I know, not that I know why you guys love it so much, but I mean, they're so talented. You guys are so talented. It's not recorded. You have to do that live.
Yeah, they
every
yeah,
day.
Every
you
time.
Have to do that live every day. That's harder than movies. No offense to movie people, actor. There's no editing. No.
It's like being an athlete and an artist in one.
That's
especially
exactly
when
right.
you're touring.
Yeah, kudos.
Anyway, so because we love this show so much, I was futzing around with maybe a game. it made me laugh, so let's see how it works out. This is called Ain't Too Proud, Motown HR. So obviously, the life and times of the Temptations, as Otis pointed out, the sum is greater than the parts. So there was a lot of people in and out throughout the entire show, which I found so fascinating.
Didn't they say there were 27 or something?
It was 26 or 27
people that were once part of the group. Otis is still alive performing with them.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
I did see really quick sidebar. I sent this interview to Juliana a few weeks ago, but CBS Good Morning had like an Ain't Too Proud interview way back when.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Otis Williams told the artist playing David Ruffin that the only way he could convince him that he was doing the job right is if he could do the spin and catch the microphone and then hit the split. And so I was watching for that specifically the whole time. Just like, all right, Otis would approve of this David Ruffin.
He did all it. Right. He did it. That was, and that guy, that, when he did that, people clapped just for that move.
Oh, it was like, so good.
Anyway,
sidebar. But so the premise for Motown HR, you're in charge of managing the Temptations.
Stop.
A rotating door of legendary talent, massive egos, silky harmonies, and drama. Your job, keep the group together on time and in tune and out of trouble. Good luck. Oh. So I'm going to give you guys scenarios, and you let me know what you would do if you were managing the Temptations or a band of similar status, talent, and ego.
Ooh.
So number one, the lead singer crisis. Your current lead has a golden voice and a golden ego. He missed two shows, showed up to rehearsal with a fur coat and a megaphone, and wants his name on the marquee. What do you do? Keep him, replace him, or rename the group?
Oh, jeez. Sounds like something I would do.
What, kick him out or show up with
show up
with a fur coat and golden ego.
Oh my gosh. Obviously there's something going on with him. Whoever's in charge has got to sit him down, man.
I mean, if it's David Ruffin, I feel like I'm keeping him no matter what.
Yeah, didn't they sit him down and said, like, figure your shit out?
He's
like,
one of the magic.
They did. They like gave him like chances, it looked like, during the show, and then they had to get rid of him because he was partying too much. And
then he came back.
He came back for the reunion tour.
Oh yeah, when they had all of them back. Yeah, before he started going to the concerts and randomly stealing the mic.
Oh, that's right.
David came again. I can't even imagine.
Was him coming in and taking the mics
from that new guy? He didn't even stand a chance. Like,
that confidence to do that? Heck yeah!
So, like, a piece of me is like, I mean, you kind of kick ass. So you gotta. I don't know.
What would you do, Juliana?
I think you gotta talk to him a couple more times before, because you can't lose. You can't lose Ruffin.
You can't.
But. Yeah, at some point there's a level of professionalism that needs to be upheld in every performance. So
yeah.
I think the Temptations did it the right way. He came back eventually.
He came back. He had some time to figure his stuff out. And then Otis and him had a common ground.
Yeah, so yeah. I think that's the way to go, really, is in the mold of the Temptations.
There you go.
Do it like they did.
Give him three. I mean, sit him down. Give him the expectations. I should be like, look, starting from now, you got three strikes. If you screw up three more times, you're out. Similar to, like, I've sworn three times in this episode now. So
you're almost out.
I'm out. No, I am out of my strikes now.
Yeah, Ken.
So Rachel's
going to
come in the door. And Rachel's going to come in and replace me.
And then every so often, Ken.
Like this, like she's at the door, like with her ear against you, like one more time. Ken, do it.
And then every so often, Ken will come in and try to take the mic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, after he jumps out the window.
Oh, right. Oh my God.
Nice, nicely managed team.
Thank you.
All right, number two, choreography catastrophe. One Temptation has incredible vocals, but he cannot remember the dance moves. The rest of the group is sick of dragging him through the routines. Do you assign a dance coach, change the moves, or quietly let him go?
Oh God. Well, you guys aren't. Juliana, what if you have somebody in the cast that isn't making it?
As somebody who's much more of a strong mover and not a dancer, I have sympathy for this person. I really do. I feel bad for them. However, you are in the Temptations. You gotta dance for your life. Like, you gotta know going in there that you have to be an A+ dancer going into Temptations. You don't see me going into like a chorus line call being like, oh, I can step touch. sorry.
Is that a dance move or is that a tap move?
That was one of our
early
words of the terms of the day, and the fact that you forgot it is making me a sad theater parent.
But I remembered that we talked about it. It's dance, I thought. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a tap dance move. But I'm like back and forth. If they are a fantastic talent and if they have the fan base behind them, I think you got to make them brush up their skills.
Over time,
like, get a dance coach. And if they still aren't, I'm sorry. Like, you could be a fantastic solo artist. Maybe have a manager. manage them on their solo tour. Jeez. But I know that's harsh. This is coming from somebody who cannot dance themselves out of a box, okay? Like,
you got the moves.
I'll sing my way out, but I can't. I mean, I can a little, but not enough that, like, I could be in the Temptations.
In terms of singing,
hit a turn and then hit the split. Like,
no, so, I could not either. Like, I would step touch in the back as well.
Yeah. So if I think give them a chance, give overtime dance and so on and so forth. And if that doesn't work, I think they have a promising career. Not with a primarily known to be a dance group.
Yes, Juliana. What do you say, Ken?
I second it. Oof. So motion approved.
Motion approved.
Juliana. No, that was great. I deferred right to Juliana. She's a star. She knows. A star.
When is the Temptation Paul who does the choreography?
Oh, yes, yeah. Paul. Yeah.
When he taught them the bandstand routine right before, I was like, I'd be messed up. I wouldn't get it.
I can't even, like.
And they had it.
I can't dance, and then I watched these people, like, the other day. I can't dance for shit.
Oh, you're out.
Rachel!
And Ken is leaving the office.
Rachel's actually coming in right now.
No one can save you.
Sorry, I'll text her. She must have left. She had more hope in me than I gave myself.
Ugh. There, Ken.
I know. But speaking of Juliana dancing her way out of any situation, just a shout out for Juliana. Juliana sang at the Slow Whirl after party.
Yeah, she did.
And there's video evidence of this.
We have it.
He is in the room with us, and she brought it up too.
Because it was fire.
Just outstanding.
Not
somebody
my best
needs
work.
To sign her. Sign her right now. Because if that's not her best work, then I can't imagine what the best work sounds like.
We were saying to Juliana, perfect. She keeps trying to underplay it, and we're like, "There's too many people telling you did a good job. You cannot deny it."
I am like,
and now we've got it on record here.
Yeah, we'll post it on social somewhere or something.
That'll be our social post for this.
That'll be it. Yes, Juliana, can we do that?
I will fight.
Never mind. I don't want to fight Juliana. I don't want to be tossed out the window
at
the
studio.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm already in enough trouble.
All right, speaking of HR, number three.
Oh my God.
The suit situation. A member of the band insists on wearing a different color suit than the rest of the group. I'm a star, he says. Please, I'm a star!
If Juliana told me I had to wear a suit color, or if you told me, I would take your lead.
You would? Well, this is the question. Do you rebrand around him or send him to wardrobe probation?
Screw him.
Ooh.
The sum is big. What is it Otis say?
The sum is bigger than the parts.
Their suits were fire, too, the whole time. They had all these cool suits, and I looked it up, like, some interviews and some shows they were on. Like, those were historically accurate, like, outfits.
When they came back with the cardigans at the end, number one, that moment made me cry.
Yes.
Because it was so beautiful. And I was like, yes, like, costume designer, such a smart callback. But no, it's funny though, because Melvin likes blue. So could you imagine if they just let him wear blue the whole time? Because he was the sweetest. He was like Eeyore.
I know.
He'd be like,
and he wanted to keep going even after.
After his, like.
Shots,
Oh my God. The cortisone shots, that's no joke that he endured that.
That was his boy. But Otis's credit, he took care of his boy from the beginning, right? Because that was one of the first people he went to his mama in the beginning.
That was...
He did. He went to his mom.
Hilarious. Yeah. That was so good. She goes, she was tough. I like that. That was great.
That whole cast was hysterical. They had the comedic beats on point.
Yeah.
But...
And not to get off track, but like... Because I go reference Les Mis, because I remember working in the lounge and making it... Like, that is just long and dragged out. I mean, some people love it, but this felt great.
I love
it. The pace was great. Mm-hmm. It's Juliana's favorite show. I'd be snoozing.
The pace in this one is...
I'd be snoozing during Les Mis.
I definitely think... Les Mis has, like, a different audience than... Yeah. Ain't Too Proud is ready to... People are ready to party.
Les Mis, no one's partying.
Les Mis people are locked in for the sadness. they're ready for it. But, yes, it is
a
longer and different vibe. But
for sure.
To each their own.
Oh, so the suit.
I say I would not rebrand around him. If I was in Otis Williams' shoes, I would not rebrand. I would say, hey, this is the uniform. Maybe we'll consider the color that looks best on you for the next gig. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly. I keep going back to, like in the show he said the sum is greater than the parts or whatever. At the end of the day, this in the entertainment business, it's tough. Like, you just kind of have to... Your job as an actor or performer is not to do like whatever you want. It's to further the director and artistic team's vision. Mm-hmm. So you put on that, even if you think you hate that costume, you put on that costume.
Yeah.
Unless it's like truly impeding your performance in some way. You sell it. You do what you need to do. So again, when there was 27 temptations, I just have to like, you put the black suit on, or you put the brown, whatever color that they don't like on, unfortunately.
You rock it. Although, man, their lapels the whole time, obsessed. Like, oh my the lapels God. On their no, suit.
Their costumes were fire. The costumes were great. It was so good.
Let's see. All right. Number four. Too many temps.
Oh.
You've accidentally double booked the lineup. There are six temptations on stage tonight, and they all think they're doing lead vocals. Who do you cut? Who becomes a backup dancer? Who gets spun off into a side group called the Slightly Tempted?
Stop. I think for this one, they could pull a... I'm thinking of when they did the reunion tour.
And there was seven.
Like seven of them. And at one point, they were singing a song where there was one lead role, and it looked like they split it halfway.
Yeah.
So I was like, you could pull a kind of like a high school or middle school choir teacher, start splitting the part. So that each one gets their own, like,
your solo artist A and your solo artist B.
Yeah, I know that's silly, but, like, if you promise them all... Because contractually, you promise them all that they would have a solo.
There you go.
So...
Look at Juliana having the, like, professional lens.
Mine
here.
Was just going to be, like, Survivor. Just vote
them off.
Yeah. The Hunger Games, they all fight
get
to the death.
Get the little
death.
Piece of paper. Otis picks up the... Out. There you
Otis, go. Like, on. The temps have spoken.
Yeah, the temps have spoken. Snuff
like,
the torch.
The light.
That's
yeah.
it.
No, each of them gets a line.
Everyone gets one line.
Nope.
I would have them fight it out. No, I wouldn't. I would probably be like, all right, Eddie, David, split it up. Let's go. Yeah. Everyone else, see you on the next gig. You'll get your solos then. But that's because I think David Ruffin's a star.
He is a star.
Yeah.
For somebody who knew nothing about this before, he's a star.
He's a star.
Guy's a star.
All right, number five. Motown Holiday Party Gone Wrong. Someone spiked Berry Gordy's eggnog, and now he's demanding a full lineup change. Do you stand up for your group or offer up one name as a sacrifice?
Do you have a drink with him?
Oh, drink it out?
Drink it out. Just get him completely...
That's so Mad Men.
Don't forget it. Then don't forget it.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah.
Just completely just get pushed.
Option three, get him more drunk.
Yeah, get him. I'd order another bottle of wine at 42 with Barry. And, you know, Barry... Come on.
The next morning, be like, Barry, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Barry won't even know what day it is when he wakes up. He'll be so, you know, hungover. So, no, I don't know.
All right, so your goal would be to gaslight Barry. Very good.
That's not what I said.
Ken is Ken is gaslighting Barry Gordy.
Ken would gaslight Barry Gordy.
He's boozing.
Just keep him boozing.
I mean, I feel like... I don't know. This was Motown.
That's true. I don't know if any of us could keep up with Motown.
I don't think any of us could keep up with Berry Gordy.
No, I wouldn't be able to.
Get,
like drinking wise? Or
well,
just
no,
life?
Just any of them.
No, I was going to say, I didn't either. No,
he's far more successful than I would ever imagine to be. Yeah. He seemed like a chill dude in the show. Like, they seemed to have like a negotiation happen. Mind you, he was laying the law of the land. Like, Otis seemed to be able to talk with him and reason with him. At one point, I remember the political song during
war
when he was proven wrong, he conceded.
That's true.
So I think that it's more of a, like, hey, man, like, Barry, baby.
Barry. Guys, keep the group. Stand up for the group.
So I think it's a very honest conversation.
Over drinks.
Yeah, I can't believe he let war go. War. Oh, good God.
But that was Barry's decision, right?
It was Barry's decision. And they
son
all
of a
wanted
bitch.
It.
Like, he had it
this
right
the
for
fifth
so long.
One, okay.
Because I'm fired up for Otis. That song was huge.
Our
and you can tell
they're
like,
going to get paid so much.
It's not that bad. It's a quick beep. Quick beep. Moving on.
No baby beep.
People have listened now before. They know what's going on. Beepity to beep.
All right. I'm going to do one more, and then I guess I should let us go back to the work day. I don't know.
No.
Beep.
No.
Beep.
Yeah, beep.
The comeback kid. David Ruffin is at the door. Ah, my favorite. Again, with sunglasses on and a suitcase. Do you let him back in or call security?
Oh, God. So
it's yeah. David Ruffin. Let him back in.
I let him in. He's like a little puppy.
I let him, yeah.
That can do nice
he
tricks.
Could, if, as long as he does that turn with the split with once, the split, just, yeah. just at the door, I'm like, okay,
come I just in. Can't come get over in. Houston. Show up and just take the microphone. Just like, go on stage.
I think that's
and
so...
And the manager's just like, we'll get better security. It's like, how does he get up on the stage? Like, no one's like, Dave, please, just take a minute here.
He probably is just like, shush, 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 shush.
And I'm security David person Ruffin. Is, yeah, but I just love how the guy's like, I get better security. It's like, where are they now? Like, oh, where...
My God. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think... I hate to be, like, with that in mind. I think if David Ruffin wants to come back, I don't think you can stop him from
no,
coming back.
No, you can't.
Back.
And if he starts singing My Girl and I'm blocking the door, I've melted and he can just yeah. walk by me.
He to the security.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and then also, he didn't he at one point, he made another Temptations group, so...
Yes.
Yes.
Him and the other guy did.
The Slightly Tempted. Yep. I'm making that up.
So like yeah, if you don't, he's gonna take the Temptations with him. Like he's gonna.
He was like, I am the Temptations. Yeah, we had a fantastic field trip. This has been very
fun.
After
we went to matinee, right?
Yeah, we did.
We went to matinee, and I Juliana and Rita both bought me a drink. So
and
thank you,
you
so
didn't
much.
Finish one of them.
And I was really like,
you really hit us hard with that.
I will never financially recover from.
And
that.
I'm not one to not finish the glass, but when they were shutting the lights off, I was
I have
like,
student loans to pay. And you leave, leave a soldier on the table.
$7
glass of wine.
Juliana in her Venmo note was very specific.
I wrote 42 North minus matinee.
And I got me. I said, son of a gun. I did that wine's going to haunt me forever. I should never have ordered those on their tabs.
And I actually rounded up. So, in fact, I gave you more money.
I'm just going to refund them after the show.
Ken is in our debt now forever.
Oh, my God. No, it was a great night. I encourage you again. Like Rita said, don't sleep on the special engagements. Parking was not as bad as you guys think. It's fine. Just got to get over the hump. Just come down.
Download
there's
your apps.
Enough parking. Yeah. There's so many places to pick from around here for drinks and dinner before and then drinks after. It's mm-hmm. a wonderful, wonderful night out in Buffalo. We're so lucky to have, you know, groups that come here and shows that come here and to have a theater like Shay's. So this is something we can't take for granted. So mm-hmm. come on out.
Well said, Ken.
You're welcome.
Well said, yeah. Kenneth. Yeah. All right.
Go see Ain't Too Proud at a different. I don't know where they're going.
Look
next,
up the tour and see where you can go
them,
see it.
Follow them. Go see them. They're fantastic.
Yeah. I will say though, if you're hungry for some musical theater and Ain't Too Proud got you in the mood, Dreamgirls has tickets on sale.
Yes,
and I have to get my tickets. They're already starting to sell out. I hear.
Yeah, it's gonna sell, guys. Like this is gonna be a fantastic production and. Don't be sleeping on
very
it.
Very much in the vein of that show. It's high energy. We saw some of them saying, people were shouting encore, and it was the first time they had even, we had a little cast announcement party. People said encore.
Yeah.
It was the first time they sang together. They grabbed the mics and they were walking through the crowd. That's the kind of energy. You work in the crowd, and it was the first time they, another one where I almost fell over. Just so talented. These people are so talented. And you know, it's a lot of local folks and just.
I was going to say, that talent's all in our backyard. God. Like, that is all folks that are here
it's
in the 716, and they're ready to perform.
And we're
going to
have an episode on them and with some of the cast, but I mean, at a later date, but it's just, I can't get over how talented you have to be to do this day in and day out, because again, it's not edited, it's not recorded. You mm-hmm. have to perform like an athlete, like you said, but you have to also be athletic and have
there's
the
a lot of discipline.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just discipline I don't have. That's why I was the Rock and Pride Rock.
That's
and
right.
Lion King.
Yes, because you're nice and sturdy. You're
nice and sturdy. Just sit there and be a rock, right?
All right, my friends, some quick campus shout-outs. So in addition to Dreamgirls, which get your tickets now, Menopause 2 is opening on the day this episode releases.
Ooh.
It's at Shay's 710. It's from June 11th through the 14th. Break a Leg, Menopause 2. And then another fun thing coming up is the Shay's Spotlight Committee is getting ready to do Broadway Meets Buffalo on Friday, June 20th. And, folks, I've volunteered for this meat raffle a couple of times. It is so much fun.
Well, I've never been to a meat raffle.
It's a blast. It's a blast. People like bring like picnics and the bar's open. It's so much fun. Lots of energy. So if you're looking for a good time, if you want to roll up on Shay's, but you're not sure which show you want to choose, come go to the meat raffle, pick your shows. We got you. But yeah.
Menopause 2 will be the first playbill we're into, or Shay Bill.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for our ads.
An ad in the Shay Bill. So.
And yeah, thank you all for joining us for this week's episode of Cast Party. We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to keep up with us on social media on Shay's Buffalo social pages, and we'll see you next time. Ken, why don't you play us out there?
We slide over.
Cast Party is presented by Shay's Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shay's Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.